Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Jacqueline. I'm the host of the Otto CyberWorks podcast series, Shifting Gears into Digital Transformation. I'm here with Fabian, the Director of Operations Manager for Otto CyberWorks. So today we're going to take a deep dive into our new self-serve kiosk, and Fabian will go through the history and where the need came from. We will also address how the kiosk can be used for marketing initiatives, along with how you can use the kiosk in your dealer group and OEM branding. So without further ado, let's get into it. So Fabian, provide us with a little recap. Why did ACX create this kiosk and where did the need come from?
Well, first off, Jacqueline, great to see you. And, you know, good to be at stage three in Ontario. So that's a great news. Our kiosk, which we started about 8 to 10 months ago, was a direct need from one of our retail partners who asked for something that was more, let's say, COVID friendly. They wanted to protect their own employees and they wanted to give the customers a peace of mind of knowing that there would be limited physical interaction. So that was the actual, you know, insight to the start of the kiosk. During the past 10 months, it's been, you know, from my follow-ups, it's been working quite well. Dealerships have actually been using the kiosk as a separate service advisor. So, you know, it's been going great. But one of the things now as we come out of the COVID mindset is one of our retail partners wanted to know how they could expand on their kiosk, and marketing and branding became one of their interests.
That's awesome. So that really demonstrates that Otto CyberWorks not only listens to their customers' needs, but actually provides a solution and grows on it. So as you said, marketing, that's what I'm most interested in. So how can dealerships use the kiosk to market themselves to their customers?
Well, one of our retail partners, what they do is they're community-based. So on their kiosk screens, they have, you know, supporting their local soccer teams or local hockey teams, etc. They're using it for internal marketing as well in terms of new launches on new models that are coming down the pipeline. Also dealership incentives in terms of, hey, we're having, you know, a parts winter tire sale, a spring service, you know, cleanup happening. So they're using it for that tool, and they're getting to the right audience, which is the customer that's standing right in their dealership. So that's been going quite well. We've also, one of our dealer partner groups have used it to brand their dealer group. So what they do, instead of ABC dealer group having four or five different OEM manufacturers, they're promoting their ABC group saying, hey, we're a one-stop shop. So although you might be at one of their other stores, they're letting people know too, we also own another brand. So it's trying to take off, and there's been a lot of more discussions with marketing managers for dealerships right now regarding the kiosk.
I love that. I love that the kiosk is so versatile and can be used in so many different ways. So when I think kiosk, I think big city, I think big dealership. So is there a benefit for small dealerships to use a kiosk?
You know, great point. And I mean, you know, during this pandemic era here, we've experienced a lot of, you know, smaller towns or smaller demographics saying that it's not for us. And, you know, I quickly relate back to bank machines. Every bank right now, you go in and you use the bank machine, whether it is a big metropolis like, you know, Toronto, or a small rural community, everybody has a bank machine. So the kiosk has the same kind of mindset in terms of, you know, it's needed and it will become, you know, a standard within the industry. And tapping back onto the marketing aspect, local dealerships are more community involved, say the bigger metropolitan ones. Yeah. So they have a greater sense of promoting community. Hey, we do the local this, we do the local that. Hey, we're doing a food drive for this, we're doing that. And that can actually be used. So it's not just the kiosk of a customer coming in to check in information to your clients, do something at your store. And that's the best audience you can have.
I love it. So it's not one size fits all. So there really is quite a lot of benefits for small dealerships. So I don't think they should miss out on this. So in touching on small dealerships, let's touch on the big dealer groups. How will they use this kiosk and kind of elaborate on, you know, these big metropolitan areas? How will this kiosk be used?
And I kind of touched on that earlier, but what we're finding out right now, it's the dealer groups want to brand the dealer group. they don't necessarily want to brand that independent OEM.
Yeah.
They want to let their consumers know that we sell Ford, we sell Chrysler, we sell BMW, we sell Porsche, we sell this. Just to let that client know that if you're happy with service here, you can be happy with service at one of our other facilities. And right now, that seems to be the trend with the dealer groups. It's to expand their own individual branding. And not only did the kiosk have that exclusive branding for that kiosk, where ACX can actually, you know, commit that that kiosk will only be in your dealer group. That kiosk will not show up in another dealer group. You are getting that particular style. And that's a commitment that we can do, which no other kiosk company can do. They only have like 1 to 3, choose one. We have over 100. So, you know, it really goes back to that branding aspect. And that's what we're finding out right now. Coming out of the COVID era, retailers are looking at how to now get back into rebranding themselves, marketing them themselves, and finding out that the online digital platforms is the way to go.
It's the way of the future. And that's such a good point. I didn't think about this, but because we have so many different models, you're not going to, if you're a small dealership, you're not going to get this hunkin' machine that's going to take up a ton of space. You're going to get something that actually suits your dealership and meets your needs. So that's,
you know, cool. What? Great point, Jacqueline. Mm-hmm. In terms of size-wise, too, we have kiosks that can be the size of a desktop printer.
Yeah.
To the size of a refrigerator. It all depends on what the client wants.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the key phrases that, you know, ACX uses and what we're comfortable with is we're made by dealers for dealers. We understand the car industry.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're not selling to telecoms. We're not selling to financial institutions. You know, we're selling strictly to dealerships because we understand how dealerships work day to day.
Yeah, and that separates us from our competition completely. We actually know what the dealership's needs are. That's
exactly.
The point. I love that. So while I have you here, do you want to give us a brief outline and kind of tell us about these ACX marketplace and some of their solutions and services?
Absolutely. So as ACX grows, the kiosk has been, you know, successful, and, you know, we will continue to do that. But we're also coming out with our ACX marketplace. And what that does, it is varied over about 4 or 5 different services that we can do for retailers. Right now, I don't know if you're aware of, but there's been so much client data breaches globally, nationally, here in Canada. Government of Canada has been severely breached. You know, there's ransomware attacks where we're going to shut you down unless you pay X amount of money. All those kind of components, and the trend is going towards the automotive dealerships. The FBI, Canada's intelligence services, you name it, is all put retail automotive franchises as, you know, potential targets just because of the information they carry. You know, when you go to try to get a car, you're giving or leaving a lot of personal information with that retailer. What are they doing in order to ensure that they're doing everything in their power to protect it? ACX, we have that marketplace that, you know, we do data protection, we do cloud storage, we do data recovery, we do ransomware protection. We have all different kind of components. We even have a ransomware insurance package that we can do too as well. And, you know, all we can ask our retail partners is that they do their best due diligence to protect their client and their client information. And we're here to assist with that.
And that will also protect the reputation, right? Once you get hit with ransomware, people don't trust you anymore. Like, you're putting your whole reputation on the line. So sometimes it's better to bite the bullet and do something before the bad thing happens, right?
And, you know, Jacqueline, that R word is very important in reputation. You can't buy it back.
Nope.
If it's gone, it is gone. And right now, with retailer dealerships, reputation is what they're doing. They're marketing, they're branding, but also their internal safety IT protocols.
Yeah.
You know, hey, Mr. Customer, before you give us anything, we want to let you know we are an ACX partner. Just to kind of give you the confidence of knowing that we're certified and we're doing everything in our power to, you know, ensure that we take your information, you know, quite seriously. So that is a new package that we're putting out there. But once again, Jacqueline, we're tailored to every dealerships. Yeah. We're tailored to every budget. We're tailored to whether you do 200 cars a year or 2,000 cars a year. That's what we do. We're not just your cookie cutter where it just choose this. We tailor to all retailers and all OEM brands.
And I think that's such an important point you just made, because right now people are worried about spending money. It's been a tough year and a half. So to know that ACX actually tailors our subscriptions to people, so you're not paying for the bells and the whistles and the trinkets, you're getting what you need and it's within your budget. It meets
exactly,
and I think that's so important right now.
We have worked with every dealer that we have in terms of the kiosk. We will continue to work with dealerships, and like I said, the good part, and I keep saying this, is one of our taglines, and I've been using it. We are made by car dealers for car dealers, and we're only doing car dealers. I can't stress that enough. We understand the business, and we're going to be there. We're going to be a partner with you in order to help you, number one, sell cars. Number two, great customer satisfaction. And number three, protect your client, which is the most important thing. And by protecting your client, you're protecting, and we'll go back to your R word, protecting
your reputation.
Exactly.
Most important part.
That's it.
So I think we found our topic for our next podcast. I think we should go into depth on the ACX marketplace. So Fabian, thank you so much. Right? I think that's a great segue into our next podcast. So everyone, thank you for tuning in. My name is Jacqueline and I'm here with Fabian. So stay tuned for our next podcast on Shifting Gears to Digital Transformation. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel or check out our website, autocyberworks.com. So have a great day and thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, Jacqueline.
Thank you.